Chapter 5. July. The phone rang early in the morning. I think that I was still dreaming when I heard Jeremiah's voice.
Belly, he said, Conrad has gone.
What do you mean? I asked. He left summer school a couple of days ago and didn't go to two classes. He never does things like that. Jeremiah was always laughing and never serious, but now he was desperate. If he doesn't go back, they'll kick him out of college. What do you want to do, Jeremiah? I asked, trying to sound relaxed, like I wasn't really afraid. I didn't think that Conrad was in danger, but he might never come back, and that made me more frightened than anything. I don't know, he replied. His phone has been off for days. Could you help me find him? Yes, of course, I said. Jeremiah arrived an hour later. I saw his car outside, so I picked up my bag and walked to the front door. When I opened it, he was standing on the steps. I wanted to hug him, but I didn't. Jeremiah took the bag from my shoulder, and I followed him to the car. He wouldn't look at me, and it made me nervous. I needed to know that things were okay between us. So, where are we going? I asked when we were driving away. I don't know, he said. I haven't spoken to Conrad in a while. I was hoping that you had some ideas. But I didn't. Conrad and I haven't spoken since May, I said. Jeremiah didn't say anything, so I kept talking. Have you called his roommate? I don't have his number. I don't even have his name. His name is Eric, I said quickly. I was glad that I knew that. We could go to Conrad's college and talk to Eric. That's a good plan, Jeremiah said. Thanks for coming, Belly. Was your mom okay about it? Yeah, she was fine. I lied. My mom thought that I was staying at Taylor's house. I didn't want to lie to her, but I didn't want her to worry about Conrad either. She was already so sad about Susanna. For a while, we just drove. Jeremiah and I were two people who usually never stopped talking when we were together. But there we were, not saying a word. Jeremiah. One summer, when Belly was 11, she got sick with the flu and had to lie on the couch for days. She felt terrible. One afternoon, my mom said to me, "Poor Belly is really bored. Can you stay inside with her today?" I sighed. I wanted to go to the beach and surf, not look after Belly. But I knew that my mom really wanted me to stay, so I said, "Fine." Belly and I played games all day, and it was actually fun. I got the flu 2 days later, but it was all right. Belly stayed home with me, and we watched TV a lot. After that, Belly and I hung out all the time, and it wasn't like she was my little sister anymore. It was like we were best friends. But last summer, everything changed between me and Belly and Conrad. Conrad and I were sitting outside the summer house, talking about football, when Belly and her family arrived. Steven got out of the car first, then his mom, Laurel. She gave me and Conrad a big hug. I started to say, "Where's Belly?" And there she was. Conrad saw her first. He was looking over Laurel's shoulder at her. Belly walked toward us, and she was different. She wasn't a little kid anymore. She was really pretty, and her legs looked miles long. There was a strange look on her face, too, that I've never seen before. She seemed nervous and proud at the same time. I watched Conrad hug her. I wanted to ask her why she had that look on her face, but I didn't. I stepped around Conrad and hugged her too, Then I said something funny, and she laughed. And she was just my friend Belly again. I was relieved, because I didn't want her to be anything else. She was one of us. Seeing her in a different way, even for a second, felt frightening. But that wasn't the moment that everything changed. It was a week later, when Belly and I were in the pool. It was nighttime, and she was laughing at something that I was saying. I don't remember what it was, but I loved laughing with her. It felt great. Then Belly said, "Jeremiah, you're the funniest person I know." It was the best thing anyone has ever said to me. I started being silly again, and she was still laughing when Conrad came outside. He said, "What's so funny?" Belly looked up at him. Her face turned red, and her eyes were bright. "I don't remember," she said. It was like being kicked in the stomach. I was so jealous of Conrad. I wanted Belly to look at me like that. I knew then that I liked her as more than a friend. I maybe even loved her. When she got out of the pool later to get a drink, Conrad watched her walk away. I knew that he had feelings for her, too. I felt sick inside. I wanted to tell him that he couldn't have her just because he felt like it. But we all knew that Belly loved Conrad. I didn't want to call Belly for help when Conrad disappeared because I was mad at her. It wasn't just that she picked Conrad and not me last summer. That was old news. It was because she wasn't there for me after my mom died. Usually, Belly and I spoke all the time. But in the months after it happened, Belly only called a couple of times and sent a few messages. But now, I was sitting next to her in the car, and I remembered everything that I loved about her again. It was impossible to stay mad at her. When I was near her, I just wanted to hold her and kiss her.